Untapped secrets of the blessing. Part 2. Isaiah chapter 61. Our objective this morning is to understand the untapped but proven secrets or channels of the blessing. Ushers, please help with the sound. Thank God for the availability of Children's Church and Toddlers Ark, so that if there is any child who need the services of those places, can be made available. Untapped secrets of the blessing. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Somebody who will become like that, say, Elijah, amen. Why do we need to tap into the blessing? Because we live in the days described in Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Look at that. It says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. It shall leave neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. We live in days that is more like an economic oven on the earth. The day is described in Genesis chapter 47 verse 15. Where he said, and when money failed, Genesis 47 verse 15, when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, and all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. We are in those days. In Genesis chapter 41 verse 3 to verse 55. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of death or famine began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the death was in all lands. But in all the land of Egypt, there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he said to you, do. We are in those days. How many of us know the most indebted country on the earth? The country that owes more debt than anyone in the earth. Can you guess? No, not Nigeria. It's not Nigeria. Nigeria is indebted, but it's not Nigeria. It's America. That is shocking. 30.93 trillion dollars. of debt until they are no longer credit worthy. Look at the passage we just read, Malachi chapter 4 verse 1. He said that day will come on the proud. The day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that he shall leave them neither root nor branch. All the proud, we are big. United Kingdom is 2.9 billion pounds. It's 97.8% of their annual GDP is in debt. They are owing. Nigeria, 25 trillion, 49.85 trillion, that's 108.3 billion. With the naira becoming very useless at an alarming rate. With people now trading in people and the nation helplessly watching. You know, we receive text message all the time. A whole bus of people kidnapped, and the kidnappers say they should pay 15 million per head. That is trading with people. Didn't that happen in the Bible? When they were selling people, this one said, bring your child, let's eat. Bring your own child, and they were trading in people. But we see deliverance coming. The question is not what is happening on the earth now, but the question is, how do you shine in a world of darkness? How do you stand out when everything is falling out? Let me say it like this. The amount of naira that could buy $1,000 about 10 years ago, you multiply it by 10. That is the same amount of naira you need to buy the same amount of dollar today. So you are a millionaire 10 years ago. The million is very useless now. $1,000 equals 1 million naira. In fact, 1 point something. Am I right? So how do you survive? The only survival strategy is the blessing covenant. Being connected to the blessing. Connection to supply is beyond the scope of humanity. Being connected to the blessing covenant. What are the channels? That is where we turn our attention to in the next few minutes. Channels of the blessing. Untapped channels of the blessing. So that what is happening does not swallow you up. We are building local churches in rural areas. Within FCT here. Well, they sent us a message the other day. They wanted to roof. What could roof one? You sent me that message, right? The last one that was free was little, like 2.8, was it? 3 million. 2.8. Now, within a few weeks, you need 7 point something to roof the same, in less than a month. The same capacity. Lift up your right hand and say, when men are cast down, say it louder. I am saying, there is a lifting up. Say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to crash with the crushing system of the world. If there is any time to hold on to God, it is now. Don't trust. Even if you are working in an oil company, salary will fail at this time. You're working in a financial institution, communication, whatever. Everything will be failing. Only people who are connected, authentically connected to blessing from above, will not know what failure is. And somebody is receiving that connection today. Say a louder amen. Number one is the covenant of tithing. The covenant of tithing. In Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 30. I make a mistake. All the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, and of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7. Verse 8. And here men that die receive tithe. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Please don't forget this as long as you live. That the covenant is a demarcation. The covenant guarantees exemption for covenant practitioners. It guarantees exemption. It's a demarcation. In the days of Abraham, there was famine. It didn't affect him. Genesis 12:10. In the days of Isaac, there was famine. It didn't affect him. Genesis 26:1. And if you talk about the children of Israel in Egypt, in their days, you might call it a holocaust. Look at Exodus 8:22-23. And I will cause a demarcation in that day in the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms or flies shall be there, to the end that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of thee. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Look at somebody, say, walk in the covenant so you experience the demarcation. Walk in the covenant so you experience the division. Walk in the covenant so you experience the division. Listen. If you walk in the covenant, you don't need human connection. The covenant will produce your elevation and your provision without connection. Let me say this. If you walk in the covenant, it does not matter the government in power. 8 years we were building this. I mean, within the 8 years, the previous administration, 8 years of the most disastrous leadership this country ever experienced. Is that correct? The worst, the most disastrous. We said it at the beginning, but people didn't hear. The most disastrous. Corruption went to Harvard University. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And it's only in this part of the world that people will cause such disaster and go free. Only in this part of the world. You cause such calamity and you come out and you are free. I don't understand. Somebody said that if a person is corrupt in Japan, he commits suicide. If he's corrupt in China, they execute you. If he's corrupt in Africa, they clap for you and elect you. They give you get chieftaincy title and doctorate degree. I mean, but within that season, everything was going on here as if the system was normal because of connection to the covenant. Beloved, if you ever struggled with the tithe and you keep on struggling now, you make yourself available to be outside the cover. And what happens to everybody becomes your portion. May that never be your portion in Jesus' precious name. One of our brethren here, he said he told God, by the time I reach so and so age, I want to be able to have up to 10 billion, I think, or 20 billion that is my own. He said he has not reached that age. But what he told God has multiplied about 10 times. Hello? You know his secret? Rigidity of covenant practice. He said, sir, if provided it pertains to God, anything can go. He has a wife that is addicted to God even more than himself. More than himself. He doesn't need his wife's permission if he will sign one and put 90 behind it for God. People there. Not everybody is struggling with 1,000, 10,000, 20,000. But this was a guy who was struggling to pay children's school fees at the time. I prophesy to somebody here, as you hook into the practice of the covenant, your change of story is here. Number two is giving for kingdom projects and progress. You want the connection to the blessing, giving for kingdom projects and progress. Psalm 102, verse 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Why? For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Show me a man who takes pleasure in the stones of Zion. Show me a man, a woman, who takes pleasure in the dignity of the house of the Lord. Show me someone addicted to ensuring that the purpose and the projects of God is defended in the earth. And I will show you a man who will not know what it means to exist in the dry season. Example, Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 to 5, Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And God showed up in verse 5 and said, what do you want? What do you want? In 1 Kings 10, 14 to 15, by the time God was through with Solomon, the Bible said the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 600, 360 talents of gold. 1 year. Gold came to Solomon. Solomon did not go to gold. Is God speaking to somebody here? Brothers and sisters, God is faithful. Too faithful to fail. There are things you will do for God that will make things to look for you. There are things you will do for God that will make things to look for you. Someone say loud amen. That person I just mentioned, construction of a church, like a 5,000 seater church. The pastor of the location brought me the paper of the church to pray on it. And after I finished praying, when I asked, so how far, when is the building starting? And how far? This person who is worshiping in that location, in that place, he said, oh, that whatever will build that church foundation to roofing is already in the account. 5,000 seater modern church. One person pushed that into an account. He said to me, I don't look for job. The way people look and say, I'm coming here for contract. Contract is looking for this guy and is looking for expansion possibility. When this project was on, I emptied my account twice in plenty zeros. I won't give you the detail. At that time, if you converted the money, it was in 6 zeros in foreign currency. Emptied to zero. And one of the banks, they came to us and said, please, when they saw our letter to say, want to empty the account, say, no, please give us till the end of the month. We are the one who put the money there. Want it, I say, to the end of the month. No challenge. At the end of the month, it was flattened out until our account is written 0000. Money put together and saved for years. While this construction was on. And God said, you can do that. Then I will meet you, will show you what I can do. He said, I will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yeah, the set time has come. Why? Because your servant take pleasure in the stones of Zion. If the kingdom of God and the projects of it excite you, it is not possible for any devil to make you to be stranded on the earth. We have the acoustics work so that sound can be better. And for that air conditioner work that is ongoing now, I told my wife, I woke up this morning, as this light dawned on me in a higher dimension, I told her I'm going to be giving a certain amount, massive amount, every month for the next 5 months into this same project.
What is the purpose of income other than impact? How many people will take one naira out when they leave this world? All the houses that people want to live in. How many rooms of it can you sleep inside one night? And by the time your time is over, how many of the houses will you carry with you? Job said, naked have I come from my mother's womb. Naked shall I return. Somebody say aloud, amen. God is looking for those. He wants to release massive resources so they can use those resources to persecute the devil, to rescue people from hell, to change lives and change stories and expand the kingdom in dimensions beyond their imagination. And he is watching what you are doing with one naira, with 10,000, with 100,000. What you are doing with it towards his kingdom. Listen, I'll tell you the truth. You can live in this season as if you are not here. We have been hearing testimonies from the commanding the day midnight prayers, where one woman said, they are making sales now that is higher than they were making when things were good. When fuel was not increase and all of that. They are doing better now than before that, before everything went down. That is what God can do. I see a change of story for somebody. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive a change of story. You know what? There are people here in a short while to come. When you give 1 million naira, it's as if you gave 1 naira. When you give 10 million, it's like as if you gave 10 naira. When you give 100 million, it's as if you gave 100 naira. When you give 1 billion, it's like you just gave 1,000. Shortly. All you need is that heart for God. And that heart for the kingdom. And you will be shocked what God will do with your life. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I am available. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. And like I said to the first service, for as long as you see projects going on and work going on, you don't give like they did, like Paul said, you don't give once and for all. It's once and again. Philippians chapter 4 verse 15. I have received of you, even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity or the necessity of the kingdom, once and again. Not once and for all. Again and again and again. Then in verse 19 he said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. I gave last month for church planting. I will give again this month. It doesn't matter how little. I gave last month for church projects. I will give again this month. It doesn't matter how little. For as long as work is on, God, you can send me the resources to let the work keep going. That is how to live. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number 3. And I trust God to be fast. Unadulterated financial integrity. Unadulterated financial integrity. We saw the example of Job in Job chapter 1, verse 1 and in verse 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Verse 3, I said 1 and 3. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she ashes, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Somebody say aloud, amen. We saw the example of unadulterated financial integrity.
in the life of Job. You know the meaning of that? Is the meaning of that is whenever money enters your hand, first of all, do with money what is expected of you to do with it. Number two, don't add to yourself money that is not yours. In financial integrity, there is the avoidance of over-profiteering. There is the avoidance of over-profiteering at the expense of quality of delivery. Listen to this. Everybody's product is a function of their character. Ola, ola. Anything that comes out of you is a reflection of your character. See disrespectful wife, disrespectful children, check the man out. See senseless people, check the people coordinating them out. Check it out. They ask you to build a hospital, and you build the hospital with substandard equipment, drugs that are fake, and equipped all the things, until people are dying in the hospital that you build from a lot of all the things you did. It is that is that the, that outcome is who you are. Quality people release quality products. There is something they call structural integrity, even in construction. The integrity of the builder is reflected in the integrity of the structure. Can I tell you something? About 20 something years ago, somebody needed a service. He came all the way from Lagos. And he asked me to give somebody to him who can give him the delivery of that service. And I gave somebody to him that is a trusted person. What that man did for the person I recommended, did for this person that I have never met. He only heard of us, came to church, and then I recommended one person that I considered to be trustworthy to him to do a particular service for him. The service he did for the man, zero. Ended in losses twice. Till I was ashamed that I was the one who introduced him. Can you imagine where somebody say, Pastor, give me somebody to do this for me. And I say, okay, I give you this person. And he returns back to say, what he did. Let's say, he says, buy me a car of 15 million. And he went and gathered the rubbish of 1.5 million. And packaged it for the man. And under 1 week, the car exploded. Engine knocked until they realized that wasn't the price of the car. That kind of a thing. But this is the news. Will I recommend anybody to that man another time? I don't need to pray against him. Today that man is a beggar. From millions to begging. Not because I said anything, but the character who he is, determine his destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Your action is the determinant of your outcome. Where money is concerned. I shared the testimony of our brother in the morning service. Incidentally, he's the same person that said the money for the building of the church is in the account. He said, he did a road. And when I saw the picture, I said, this is, wow. This looks like a road done in Europe. He said, yes, that's what people are saying. They said this is even more than the Julius Berger Road. Julius Berger, for those who are not in Nigeria, is the number one road construction here or something. He said, sir, the reason why people do terrible things is that they want to make more profit than usual. And when you are given a contract, 25% is already factored in the profit. Some want to make 50% profit. They want to make 75% profit. So they compromise the quality until there is literally no quality there. Whatever money they have factored into the profit is enough for me. Somebody say aloud, amen. That's called financial integrity. You use money for what it should be used for. And you can stand by your product and say, I did it. And you did what will stand the test of time. Number 4 is unquestionable faithfulness. Unquestionable faithfulness. And I defined faithfulness in the first service. And if you have the definition of it, you can help us to see it again. To be faithful means to keep promise. I'm going to add more to it. To keep faith. To be reliable. To deliver as expected. To keep promise, to keep faith, to be reliable, to deliver as expected. To be true, fifth, to be true to your word. To be true to your word, to be true to your word. Sixthly, it means to be trusted until you can be entrusted. You are so trusted until you can be entrusted. Finally, it means to be consistent in positive action. Consistent. You do the right things consistently. To be, not that you do something correct today and something wrong tomorrow. You do the right things consistently. Nairobi, Kenya, congratulations for your first anniversary. They had their first anniversary and it was a crowd. And I said to them that we'll come back to Kenya again for a full blast crusade. Once they begin to react, you let us know. Somebody say loud amen. I'd like you to look at scripture in Luke chapter 16 verse 10. Luke 16, 10 to 11. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is. You went too fast. He that is faithful in that which is least. Is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Joseph,
Job, if Potiphar cannot give you his house, and you control his house, and nothing miss, how will Pharaoh give you Egypt? That's the meaning. That is, Potiphar handed his house to you, nothing miss. Captain of the guard handed over to you the prison. No stories. Then God can say, Pharaoh, hand over Egypt to Joseph. Many of us, it is only at 1 million we failed. Some reach 10 million. Some reach 50 million. Their body began to shake. There are people, when they see money, they start shaking. Is this money? So money can be like this. One of the things I appreciate my earthly father till tomorrow. It cost us to see plenty money. Not that you will touch it all. Luxury buses, trailers, lorries, they return from trip and they are counting the money on the table. They are just passing by. It's like seeing food that you cannot eat. That made me feel that money is not scarce. It's available. Do the right thing, you will get it. Some see money, they begin to shake. Ordinary 100 million that somebody put in your account. 25 million has disappeared. What happened? I just used it to do an investment. I'd like you to mark all those people who are not reliable financially. When somebody had a dealing with them, there is complaint. Another person complain. They don't have, very soon, the story will go round. That is not a man to deal with. I've seen people almost begging for what to eat now. There is one man. If you say good morning, look at the time before you answer good morning, see the watch. It might be evening. It's frequency of lying. I don't know who lies. It's frequency of lying. It's mentioning big money. 20 billion, $15 million. It's so, lie. He used to come to the church, but he duped someone here. The person held him. By the time he found his way somewhere, his head corrected. Living life that is not real. Go private jet on credit. Hola, hola. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If you cannot, what did verse 11 say? Was that Luke 16:11? If you are not faithful in the money that belongs to another person, if you are not being faithful in the righteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the truth? And I go to verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Akwe Magana. Talk day. If somebody trusted you and you dealt with him, who will allow what is yours to enter your hand? That's the question God is asking. Somebody say amen. I said in the first service, some of you who are in the position of getting money from people for one thing or the other and to deliver their products for them. Taylor. Eh? And all the you sold the use the money for some all manner of abnormal things. What 3 yard will do? You say 6 yard. You carry the balance of the yard. Who are you deceiving? Where do you want to go with such fraudulent money? What if you do not have the capacity to keep what belongs to people and return it back to them? My mother said when they were young ladies in those days, before someone will marry you, they will do you some integrity test. For example, you will visit the house of your prospective in-law or the prospective husband or whoever. And then they will say, sweep the room. They will put coins under the bed, scatter money here and there. You will sweep, 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 sweep. In your mind, you thought it was a mistake. You gather all the money, say, this is blessing, oh. Good luck. I didn't know God can favor me like this. This country that had seen money that they have forgotten everywhere. You gather it. And you leave. You have swept the room. And then they will send to both the family and other people. That girl is a thief. Thief, thief. Is a thief. It's not marriable. Anybody who wants to marry her, be ready to marry a thief. That was failed integrity test. Test of faithfulness failed. Many of us in one way or the other have been tested like that. We didn't pass. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? She did that test somewhere and passed it. But they say, oh no, I won't marry the man. I won't marry the man. Hello? If people ever trust you with money, don't betray that trust. Because God is watching. Also, the people you are dealing with will spread your news round. This is a man to deal with. I gave him 10 million. He over-delivered and gave me product worth 15 million. Even if your village is titled witchcraft, that if that is the title of your village, and you operate what I just said, no witch can stop you. No wizard can stop you. Because principles are stronger than principalities. Change operation. The path of integrity and faithfulness may be slow, but it is sure. You heard what I said? The path of financial integrity and faithfulness may be slow, but it's sure. The path of compromise may be fast, but it is surely going to fail. And for some people, it is fast death. Hurry to die on time. Some fast deals equal fast death. Some fast deals. And I'm talking from point of knowledge. I know people who are no more because of how they dealt with some people with some deals. And the deals dealt with them. Someone say amen. That was number 3. I think I need to run now. Number 4, unquestionable faithfulness. And I've given you the example of people
One young man in this church was given, I think, 70 million to buy a property. And the man said the property is 70 million or something like that. Arbitrary figure. He went and negotiated it down to 50 because that was the last. So he bought it for 50. And he told the man, they told you 70, but I was able to negotiate it to 50. You have a balance of 20 million. Tell me where I should send it to. The man said, what? Do people like this still exist? Number one, keep the balance. I wasn't expecting any balance, so it doesn't make any difference to me now. Number two, I want to do more things with you. That person is going to be linked and connected to other people. In case you are looking for a reliable person in Nigeria, here is one. Meanwhile, some ate the 20 million. And the 20 million ate them. Ate their future. Number five. Ministry to the less privileged. Ministry. Psalm 41 and in verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. That is enough to stop there. Blessed is the man who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Blessed is the man who considers the poor. Considering the poor is the way of blessedness. Considering the poor. That was the secret of Abraham in Genesis chapter 14 verse 14. When Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them. People were growing in Abraham's house. He was training them and he was feeding them. No wonder it was impossible for Abraham to be poor. Brothers, sisters, who is feeding from your table? How many people do you want to feed in your lifetime? My wife is seated here. We have a lot of people who live with us per time. Or who live under our cover per time. Apart from those that are giving money monthly for their sustenance. Monthly. When they say your food is ready, the question I ask is, have people eaten? If they have not eaten, mine can't cross my mouth. Mine cannot. And I'm the least eater in the whole setting. There are people that come across, in fact, there are some who branch only during food time, around lunch or something. They just branch. They behave as if it's not calculated. They just arrived. And those people, they have the capacity to destroy things. Before you know it, many tablets of moldable food has laid down their lives. Praise the Lord. Are they eating? If the answer is no, I don't have appetite. I'm not pretending. I feel like an oppressor for me to be eating and people around are not eating. One person who was a chef in our house, I put his children in school. The same school our children attend. The same school. The same vehicle that take the children to school, they all go together. When he stopped being chef, the scholarship did not stop. Thank God. Because where will he start from? His salary couldn't pay the school fees. And it is on till today. I am not saying this for any clapping, because there are people who don't know the secret of things. They think things just happen. God just favors some people.
God is partial.
No. No. That is not how God works. God is no respecter of persons. He's only a respecter of principles.
You may be a different person, but if we have the same principle,
we'll see the same products. Somebody say amen. Every time I put money, my father in the Lord, I don't know if it's scholarship to people, it's in hundreds of millions. I don't know if it has entered billions now. People from everywhere that are on scholarship. We have scholarship abundantly. When I put money in his hand, in my mind, I am entering his covenant. Supposing that 1 naira from me also enter into those children, and one also enter into his prophet's offering, his receiving becomes my receiving. The river that is linked to the sea cannot dry. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Ministry to the less privileged. Even if it is only one child that you and your wife will take through the primary school to the university. Even if it's one child, do it. One woman came to me many years ago and he said, she needs prayer. I said, what is the prayer? He said, her daughter's father is dead, husband is dead, child is in primary 3 or 6, and nobody to pay the school fees anymore. So she came for prayer, for God to assist. I said, this is not a prayer point. I can pray for you on another matter. This is action point. So let me know when the next school fees is. The prayer is answered. The prayer that you want to pray has been answered. I am the answer. You want me to pray? It is answered. Praise the Lord. We have seen many like that. And God is looking up to you. Ministry to the less privileged. Number 6 is ministry to the priest. The priest, the prophet, your ministry to your priest, your ministry to your prophet connects you to your blessing. We read Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 earlier on, where he said, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. This was in connection with Abraham giving to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek was at a higher level than Abraham, because it's the one who is higher than you that can bless you. And the less is blessed of the better. You can be in the blessing if you are connected to a blessing carrier. Say that again. You can be in the blessing if you are connected to the blessing carrier. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, all the way to verse 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless you, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now look at verse 4. I will bless them that bless you. And I will curse him that curses you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must amen. Do you know the meaning of that? Can I tell you the meaning of that? I will bless him that bless you means. Abraham, you are a priest, a prophet, a carrier of the blessing. Anybody who contributes to your increase, I, Jehovah, will contribute to their increase. Anybody who assists your progress, I will assist their progress. Anybody who facilitates your success, I will facilitate their success. Anybody who contributes to your harvest, I will ensure their harvest. Amen? A
Anybody who fights you, I fight them. Anybody hindering you, I hinder them. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. My father and the Lord said, one day, after his connection with Archbishop Bessie Dahosa and his covenant practices, an Archbishop said, come, and he came. He released a blessing on him. He said, I bless you with the blessing of on time. He said, before the needs arise, the supplies will be waiting. He said, from that day till forever, he had never struggled because a blessing carrier released. He told me the story. Then he now said to me, for over maybe 25 to 27 years, no month has passed except that something leaves me to my priest. No month. If I don't see him in person, what is account number waiting for? So he said to me, he said, bring your hand. I don't look for things. Things look for me. That is your realm. From this moment, you don't look for things. Things look for you. That is what money cannot buy. And everyone who is truly a practitioner of covenant, who knows what it means to value God and value his anointed, I announce to you, your season of struggling for things are over. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Let me say this to you. The priest that I'm talking about is not the one running up and down looking for food to eat. You know, from house to house. He come today, you gave him a bottle of Capel. Tomorrow he say, that place is a good place. Hello, I'm coming for prayer tomorrow. He comes, you gave him a bottle of malt. You say, in fact, the Lord showed me something I'll come to share with you next tomorrow. Next tomorrow he came, you gave him a bottle of Coke. I think you see the order, right? He said, I perceive that some people are looking for you. I will come and tackle them. He came the fourth day, gave him a packet of Zobo. Zobo Rodo. He came the sixth day, gave him packet of pure water. Next time he comes, say, Pastor, how you dey? Pastor, how now? Value is gone. Respect is gone. That's not the kind of person I'm talking about. Your priest is the one that delivers impact on your life. Your priest is the one that carries the mantle of your destiny. Your priest is the one that God is using to be a blessing to your life. And there is one way to know where not to sow. Anywhere there is pressure, that's where not to give. I don't know the last time you heard me preach and mention priest offering. Anytime you see somebody preaching and every day, give to your priest. Give. That is an action to run from. And the worst one is where they charge you for counseling. Anybody charging you for counseling? Charging you to see pastor is a criminal. In case anybody charged you in this place, go after the person and collect your money. And in case anybody tells you, you cannot see the pastor until you carry a prophet's offering, that person is a devil. That person is a devil. Anybody who told you that, whether it's a pastor, security man, cleaner, you can't see a pastor until you hold prophet's offering, is a demon. He's a demon in person. Because he's saying what scripture didn't say. When Samuel said, Saul said, I shouldn't meet a prophet empty-handed. Nobody forced him to say so. When Elijah said, make me a meal first. God already told him, I have commanded the widow woman. That is the woman as the head God ahead. God already spoke to the woman ahead. If somebody say, God say, give me your car. Tell him, God say, I shouldn't give you. Because if God said I should give you my car, God should have spoken to me. What did I do, God, before you bypass me to talk to you? To tell me to give you. Do you understand what I said? There are people who do all manner of terrible things. God say you should sow that house, that car, and give it as an offering to me. You look at his face and say, are you a thief or you are a pastor? When your destiny is being decided, don't keep quiet. Somebody say amen. But genuinely, authentically, neatly, without pressure, of your own volition, as you are led of God. The Bible says, every man according as a purpose set in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth. Is that not 1 Corinthians 9:7? But every man according as he purpose set in his heart, so let him give. It must be from his heart, not that somebody forced him. Not grudgingly, not under pressure. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Someone say amen. A louder amen. Looks like I'm taking more time in this service. Number 7 is the action of soul winning. John chapter 4 verse 35 to 36. Say not ye therefore, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages. Receiveth wages. Receiveth wages. God pays the soul winner. He pays the soul winner. If you look at the life of our master Jesus in Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. See this. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others. These ministered unto him out of their substance. Where did he start from? Verse 1. He went throughout the villages. As he was preaching, God raised people to decorate him with supplies. People rush to me at Hamburg, Germany. I don't know them from everywhere. God said, I should put this in your hand. New York airport. All manner from across the world. Somebody gave me forex in one airport in Nigeria. If you convert it, it will be in 7 zeros today. I don't know him from anywhere. Oh. I'm happy to see you. I asked myself afterwards, I said, did the person carry that with a plan of meeting me? Did he plan for it? You carried such an amount and you met somebody at the airport and you said, I am led to give you this. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is the God that we serve. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
If you are committed to the task of soul winning, a billionaire I know is the head of evangelism in his church. The head of evangelism. That is raw outreach. Go to town. Distribute tract hand by hand. Is the evangelism head in the church.
I see the blessing coming for somebody. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace for soul winning.
Now let's go to number 8. The service in the house.
Anybody blessed from all of this, say loud amen. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. You shall serve, and the Lord shall bless.
David was a servant. Psalm 89 verse 20. And the Lord really blessed David. The reason why I'm using the examples of people is so that we can know that the things we are saying are not just in scripture, but they are in real life.
Billionaire usher, wife, choir, such exist. Multiple billions.
Somebody here today, as you serve consistently, God will lead you to your high places in the name of Jesus.
These are secrets of a blessing. I am paying my tithe. It's not enough. The tithe can produce some results. But plug all the channels. Plug all the channels.
Service. You can't sing. You can't be a counselor. You can be something. Something in the house. Number 9 is the light of the word. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Blessed is he that readeth, and hear the words. And that prophecy is the word of God. Blessed is he that readeth.
Paul the apostle was the man that was so full of light.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. You will see how Peter was talking about the light and insight of Paul. 3:15 and 16.
And Paul was the one who told us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according
to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He supplies our need according to his riches in glory. That is Paul. I don't have any need because I am lighted in the world. Somebody say a loud amen.
In our recent history, one of the number one word person in the world before he passed was called Kenneth Hagin. Word. That man was sending out 245,000 pieces of magazine, 245 word of faith, every month for almost 30 something years, free of charge. Enough resources for it to leave America all over the world.
Abundance.
It was in his convention that one man came out and said, all of you here, anything you can give, give. By the time you finish giving, me and my wife will double it. In 1978, and people got angry and gave so angrily until they everybody waited for the offering to be counted. It was $3.5 million of 1978, which may be up to $3.5 billion today. It was in Kenneth Hagin's ministry. And the man came out and said, is this what all of you can do? Only 3.5 million. All of you here. All of you. He wrote a check for $7 million. $7 million. One evening. That the GO was in the meeting. He said he wanted to find out what was his secret. He pursued the man. What did you do? The man started business 3 years before that time with $500. But he told God, I will give you 90%. Not tight like others. You are bigger than me. Take 90, let me keep 10. Under 3 years, from $500, he was able to sign $7 million at once. That was the kind of flow that was existing in that word of faith lighted ministry. We gave an assignment some time ago. Can you place it back on the screen? Every day of your life, apart from the study of 5 chapters of the word, averagely, can you place that assignment on the screen? You don't read less than 5 chapters of the word per day. You take between 30 minutes of 1 hour preached word, listening to preached word, like this kind of message, daily. Fast a minimum of twice a week. Averagely, soak yourself in the climate of worship. These were instructions given. And I said that time, you should follow it for 1 month and your life does not change. Give me an appointment, let me see you. Give me an appointment and tell your PA I'm coming. Hallelujah. Beloved brothers and sisters, light from the word, and finally today is divine direction or direction from the Lord. It's a secret of the blessing. Direction from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 21. Isaiah 48:21. He said, and they tasted not when he led them through the desert. Provided he led them, they were not permitted to test. Even if they were in the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also. And the waters gushed out. They tasted not, provided he led them. When there was famine in the land, in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 3, God directed Elijah to the brook Cherith. Get the hens, turn you eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith. That is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. When Peter toiled and could catch nothing, okay, we saw that in the first service. In Matthew 17 verse 28, when they came for them, the tax collectors, he sent him to the sea of Tiberias. Say, go and cast your net. The first fish, was it 27? The first fish that cometh out, open his mouth, and there is coin for me and for you. Somebody say amen. Divine direction. The way a ministry asks, Lord, where is the place for this ministry? A businessman should ask. God's servant, Papa Yedeko, when they went to Canaan land, he said the place was out of town. They kept on going and going to looking for church land. And as soon as God said, this is the place, he said, what? This is which place? No road to the place, nothing. But if you go there today, it is like a country of his own. Power supply, the blessing of God from all over the world, the number one university in this country, rated among top rated universities in Africa, and even among certain number in the world. It's right there. Many people are doing businesses that they have no business with. Many are pursuing things that they have no business pursuing. If you only can ask God, a 3-day fast. Lord, where is my money? Where did you keep my money? Then God will show you
Somebody say amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Everybody blessed here today, shout the loud most amen. What are the channels or the secrets of the blessing? Can you read it with me? One to go. A covenant of fighting. Number two. Three. Unadulterated financial integrity. Four. Unquestionable faithfulness. Five. Ministry to the less privileged. Six. Ministry to the priest. Seven. The action of soul winning. Eight. Service in the house. Nine. The light of the world. And ten. Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. Lift up your two hands wherever you are and give him the praise. We prayed some prayer in the first service, and we're going to anchor those prayers right now. How many of you are blessed that God is kind enough to us to give us these secrets? Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I thank you
for your word
to me
today.
I believe that I cannot remain the same. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, I thank you for your word to me today. I believe that I cannot remain the same. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Second prayer says, now, what you have heard today, the Bible said, once God has spoken, twice have I heard. I want you to have a second hearing of this word. Twice have I heard that power belongs to God. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the grace
and the discipline
to
comply with this word and to live in line with this word. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father,
I receive
the grace
and the
discipline to comply with your word and to live in line with your word. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I decree a new day for everyone here today. Blessed be your name. I take authority over lower back condition. I take authority over cervical spondylosis and every affliction of the neck. I take authority over peptic ulcer disease. I take authority over growth in the groin like a hernia. You return back to hell from where you came. Chest condition, chest is free, asthma, chest is cleared.
and you shall fulfill your day. Everyone who came here with any form of affliction, I declare it is arrested. And you are healed and you are whole in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Before you sit down, everyone who prayed this, everyone who came in here today, in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, and say it louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, wave your hand. Let me see you. God bless you. Quickly come to the front here. Take your seat. While they come, communion officers also go ahead and let us start the communion. You will just receive the communion without taking them until it is time to declare. Quickly, those who surrender their life to Jesus, rush to the front here. Please be seated everywhere we are. To rededicate your life to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, addictions broken, smoking, drinking, womanizing, prostitution, masturbation, any lifestyle you are not happy with, and you know God is not happy with, and you want to be free from such lifestyle, quickly also rush to the front here. Pastor, I need to be free from smoking, from drinking, from gambling, from fraud. I need to be free. Anyone like that, quickly rush to the front to receive your freedom. Goodbye, world. Place your hand on your chest. And pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.